We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual sovereignty. And today is the 27th of March, 2010. And I was just telling Ken, the board operator there, just before we came on the air, that we've had a cold front move into southern Michigan this past week, and I am just freezing to death. We got used to the more mild temperatures, and I thought, you know, spring is well on its way. You know, I was happy that the mud was finally drying up, and I was looking forward to getting the garden planted. Well, that's been put on hold, obviously. We've had more frost this past week as winter is trying to hang on here, and well, I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to getting past this winter snap, this cold snap, moving along with the seasons here. Anyway, a lot going on, as always. And one of the things that, you know, once in a while you have to stop and laugh, ladies and gentlemen, because the environmental insanity, it has gotten to the point where it's so ridiculous. And that, you know, these people do so many things in the name of their religion, which is global warming. Because certainly there's no scientific evidence to prove that global warming exists. I mean, global warming exists every spring when summer comes. That's global warming, and it happens every year. But to hear Al Gore tell it and the people like him that, hey, you know, the Earth is getting hotter and hotter and hotter, never mind the fact that they have to keep manipulating the science and finding things, you know, manufacturing science, really, is what it boils down to. I mean, they came out with a scientific claim that the Himalayan glaciers, for instance, was going to melt by 2035. And then it came out recently that they got that claim from a student dissertation, a student paper, and a magazine article in a mountaineering magazine. So it's like these people look for quote-unquote scientific evidence. You know, is it hiding under the bed? Oh, maybe here's somebody's grocery list. Maybe there's some scientific evidence in there. You know, I mean, any place they can get scientific, quote-unquote, evidence, they'll get it. Well, another example of the stupidity of these people. Today, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to start demming again? That's right. Earth Hour is today, apparently. I'll talk a little bit about Earth Hour when we come back from the break. And also, we have some other things in the works as well. The Canamax Corridor, you remember the Uniting the North American Community? We told you folks it's not dead. The NASCO Corridor goes forward, as does Canamax. We're going to be talking a little bit with Dave Hodges in the second hour about Canamax and how it's affecting him very profoundly with regard to his property rights. We'll be back here in a moment. This is Govern America.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs. The website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. I mentioned before the break that this, I was talking a little bit about the environmental insanity, the things that these environmentalist, extremist nutcases do on a regular basis. And Earth Hour is a good example of that. And you know, I remember the first year that they came out with this, I'm not sure if it's last year, I think it was a couple of years ago, they came out with this thing for the first time. I don't know, it might have been last year. It's amazing how fast time flies. But anyway, they came out with this idea to have a day of dimming, where everyone around the world will dim their lights, you know, they'll turn off certain lights that they're not using or whatever, and this is somehow going to save carbon dioxide emissions. Now, putting aside, of course, that CO2 is a necessary part of our environment, and it's not a pollutant, it's plant food. The more CO2 that you have in the atmosphere, the greener the earth becomes, the more it's absorbed by the plants, and it's actually better for the plants. You have better harvests with the gardens and what have you. We had Dr. Tim Ball on the show not too long ago, and he explained all that to folks. But, you know, never missing a good opportunity to be crazy, these people have come up with Earth Hour. And the Environmental News Service is reporting from Gland, Switzerland, just a couple of days ago, a 24-hour-long wave of darkness will sweep around the globe as people and corporations turn out the lights from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. local time on Saturday, March 27th, to mark Earth Hour, sponsored by the World Wildlife Fund to promote effective climate change action. New Zealand's Chatham Islands will be the first to start Earth Hour. The South Pacific island Samoa will end the sweep 24 hours later, calling it the greatest global action on climate change ever witnessed. WWF says this year, 3,100 cities in 121 countries on all seven continents have confirmed that they will turn off the lights for Earth Hour. Participating cities include Athens, Bangkok, Cape Town, Delhi, Dubai, Geneva, Hong Kong. There's a host of others. I'm not going to read them all off. Of course, Washington, D.C. is in on the act. Anyway, first-time Earth Hour cities include Stockholm and Hiroshima. Counties and regions, and they name off a bunch of those as well. In the United States, 30 U.S. cities and 150 municipalities are officially supporting Earth Hour. Earth Hour sends a message, and this is a quote, that it's time for America to switch to a cleaner, safer, and more secure future, said WWF U.S. President and CEO Carter Roberts. We expect tens of millions of Americans all across the nation will take part because they care about our country, our planet, and our future. Now, of course, those tens of millions of Americans that will be taking part, of course, if you happen to drive past the mansion of Tennessee resident Al Gore, don't look for any dimming to go on there, ladies and gentlemen, because, of course, last time this happened, I seem to recall that his place was lit up like a Christmas tree. But anyway, they say simple individual actions such as turning off a light can amount to a collective and profound impact on energy conservation. Well, I got no problem with saving energy. That's fine. But Earth Hour reminds us of the harmful effects of climate change, they say, and how worldwide action can alleviate this issue, both in the present and for the future. So anyway, they go on to talk about how Mount Rushmore and different landmarks are, you know, going to be celebrating Earth Watch, and this is just another ridiculous idea which is steeped in symbolism and has absolutely zero scientific need whatsoever with regard to the climate. Anyway, moving along here, as there's a lot to cover. Now, of course, they passed the health care bill. Most of you, I'm sure, know that. And already now we're hearing about some of the dangerous provisions that are in this thing. Now, bear in mind, folks, this thing is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages. I think I misstated the number of pages in the bill. I was watching C-SPAN after last week's show during the Sunday situation where they were doing the debating over this thing. And I heard one of the congressmen get up and say, you know, they were all doing their little speeches about reserving their time, and they were trying to slip in other comments without being penalized for time. And one of the guys got up and said, I reserve my time against this 4,700-page bill. And I'm like, 4,700 pages? I wasn't aware that they had taken the Senate bill and swelled it to that degree. Evidently, they took the original bill and added a bunch of stuff to that. And you know, keeping track of these critters, they're like little things that when you move the rock, they go scurrying for cover. Well, that's exactly the way these people are. But now it comes out in WorldNet Daily, Obamacare prescription emergency health army forced subject to involuntary calls to active duty during public crises. Now, we just got out of a situation already, and they're trying to bring it back now, but this, they were telling us there was a pandemic in the United States. You remember that? It wasn't too long ago. And the solution to the would-be pandemic is to run out and let them stick needles in your arms. Everybody needs to have a vaccine. Everybody needs to go, you know, and we know that from people who have written about living through the 1918 Spanish flu virus pandemic, that it was the people who went and got the vaccines that were the ones that were predominantly in danger of getting it. okay, of dying from it. I mean, some people might have gotten sick, I don't know. But, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal, according to Eleanor McBean, who wrote about that during that time. Anyway, but now this Obamacare thing, it's like they're ramping it up again, this whole idea of an emergency health crisis, and we've survived just nicely, ladies and gentlemen, for over 200 years in this country without such militaristic tactics with regarding health care. Now we got it in this health care bill. President Obama's recently passed health care reform legislation includes a surprise for many Americans. I guarantee you, folks, there's a lot more surprises we just haven't found out about yet. 4,700 pages, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of room for surprises in there. Anyway, they said it includes a surprise for many Americans, the beefing up of a U.S. Public Health Service reserve force and expectations that it responded on short notice to, quote, routine public health and emergency response missions, even involuntarily. According to Section 5210 of H.R. 3590, titled Establishing a Ready Reserve Corps, the force must be ready for, quote, involuntary calls to active duty during national emergencies and public health crises, unquote. The health care legislation adds millions of dollars for recruitment and amends Section 203 of the Public Health Service Act, 42 U.S.C. Section 204, passed July 1st, 1944, during FDR's presidency, Obama's hero, by the way. The U.S. Public Health Service commissioned Corps as one of the seven uniformed services in the U.S. House, in the U.S. However, Obama's changes more than double the wording of Section 203 and dub individuals who are currently classified as officers in the Reserve Corps commissioned officers from the regular Corps. The following is the previous wording of the Act of 2004 before Democrats passed the health care legislation. It says, Section 203, there shall be in the service a commissioned regular corps and for the purpose of securing a reserve for duty in the service in times of national emergency, a reserve corps. All commissioned officers shall be citizens and shall be appointed without regard to the civil service laws and compensated without regard to the Classification Act of 1923 as amended. Commissioned officers of the Reserve Corps shall be appointed by the President, and commissioned officers of the Regular Corps shall be appointed by him and by and with the advice and consent of the Senate. Commissioned officers of the Reserve Corps shall be at all times subject to call for the purpose of training and active duty for the purpose of determining their fitness for appointment in the Regular Corps. Warrant officers may be appointed to the service for the purpose of providing support to the health and delivery systems maintained by the service, and any warrant officer appointed to the service shall be considered for purposes of this act and Title 37, United States Code, to be commissioned officer within the commissioned corps of the service. I hope I didn't lose you there. Anyway, they continue. They say, the U.S. Public Health Service website describes its commissioned corps as an elite team of more than 6,000 full-time, well-trained, highly qualified public health professionals dedicated to delivering the nation's public health promotion and disease prevention programs and advancing public health science. According to its mission page, officers of the Commissioned Corps may provide essential public health and health care services to underserved and disadvantaged populations, prevent and control injury and the spread of disease, ensure that the nation's food supply, drinking water, drugs, medical devices, and environment are safe, conduct and support cutting-edge research for the prevention, treatment, and elimination of disease, health disparities, and injury, work with other nations and international agencies to address global health challenges, provide urgently needed public health and clinical expertise in response to large-scale local, regional, and national public health emergencies and disasters. All right, now we got to take a break here. I'll finish this up when we come back. And there's some other things about this bill, too. We're finding out just how much it's going to cost as well. There's businesses now that are warning us that the health care costs are going to skyrocket. Now, wait a minute. I thought this bill was supposed to lower health care costs.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
How would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622. Call now 1-877-303-1622.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, before the break, I was talking, sharing a little bit from this WorldNet Daily article called Obamacare Prescription Emergency Health Army. One of the many, undoubtedly the many things that are hidden in this health care bill that was just passed last Sunday, is now they're assembling a health care army, basically, a reserve corps that will be responsive in times of national health emergency. Now, how many health emergencies have we had, ladies and gentlemen? You know, and people, you know, I mean, here's the thing about this. We know terrorism today is created. We know that we live in a Hegelian world. And by that, for those new listeners, what I'm talking about is the Hegelian dialectic. Everything that happens today, for the most part, very little just happens anymore. Politicians many years ago and throughout for a large part of our history have realized that they can manipulate the masses to accept predetermined solutions, ideas that they would ordinarily reject by creating crises and manipulating the population. Whenever you have a crisis, you have a conditioning of the minds of the people. Hey, we need some kind of change. You know, if there's no crisis, why change anything, right? So crises facilitates the proper conditioning for the people in order to get them primed and ready and make the ground fertile to plant whatever seeds of change that you want to do, and certainly that's the case today. That's why we have so many crises in society. That's why nothing ever really gets solved. No problems ever get solved. This is why I never wanted a health care reform bill in the first place, because I knew the health care reform bill is not going to reform. It's not going to reform health care for the people, because then you eliminate a problem. And problems are too useful to social engineers to manipulate people to get them to go along and to control them, as Congressman Dingbat says. We'll get to him in a moment. Anyhow, this WorldNet Daily article, they say commissioned officers of the Ready Reserve Corps are appointed by the president, and commissioned officers of the regular corps are appointed by the president with advice and consent of the Senate. Robert Book, a senior research fellow in health and economics at the Heritage Foundation, and we don't endorse Heritage, folks. It's controlled opposition, in my opinion. Anyway, he said that the service has been around some time but is not well known. In the past, its responsibilities have included work related to the National Institutes of Health, the Indian Health Service, and providing physicians for Coast Guard operations, he said. As first reported by WorldNet Daily during his campaign, Obama called for a civilian national security force July 2, 2008, in Colorado Springs, Colorado. He said, "We cannot continue to rely on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set." He continued by saying, We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded. Now, that was the end of that quote. Now, WorldNet Daily also reported in January when a RAND Corporation, and we got to get back to that document, too. We talked about that on the show when this happened. A RAND Corporation report proposed the federal government create a rapid deployment stabilization police force that would be tasked with shaping an environment before a conflict and restoring order in times of war, natural disaster, or national emergency. Anyway, they go on, they say the blogosphere is buzzing with speculation about the amendment. Some comments include, "This cannot be publicized enough. Remember before the election when Obama said we need to have a civilian defense corps as well-funded as and well-armed as the armed services?" Anyway, I'm going to skip the blog comments. But that's WorldNet Daily talking about the Emergency Health Army force subject to involuntary calls to active duty during public crises. You know, we're seeing this more and more where civilians are called, you know, the militarization of our young people, the militarization of the average worker, the average American. Folks, we're all becoming comrades. But anyway, earlier I mentioned that Representative Dingbat, which is really his real name is Dingle, he came out. And once in a while, these people actually tell the truth. I mean, I know it's about as, you know, a politician telling the truth is about as rare as the appearance of Halley's Comet. Okay? But once in a while, they slip up and actually come out and say exactly what they mean and mean exactly what they say. John Dingle was on WJR in Detroit, the Paul W. Smith show, and this comes out of Digital Journal. He said Michigan Representative John Dingle appeared on the Paul Smith show and made a shocking statement about how health care will control the lives of Americans. Now, I want to play this clip here because I think this is important enough that you folks need to hear it if you haven't already. There's a YouTube video circulating with the information. I think it was March 23rd he appeared. Oh, shoot, I'm running out of time here. Well, maybe I can get this in. No, I can't either. All right, I'm going to have to wait till after the break, folks. This healthcare thing is taking a lot longer than I intended for it to. And I want to, but it's important stuff. We need to know how our country is slipping further and further down the road toward communism, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this is all about. This is about government control of your life. It's about government control of private industry. It's about government control of everything. No wonder the communist leaders of the world love the fact that we're adopting socialized medicine. Hey, Castro's calling it a miracle. We'll be back here in a moment, folks, with John Dingbat. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs. The website, governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com. We track the news throughout the week. We encourage you to go there. There's other things also up there. Don't miss the Westerner. Very important information there on the main page from the Westerner. Frank Dubois does a fantastic job, and he covers all kinds of conservation news and some stuff that's related to ranching, farming, and cowboy stuff as well. I've been reading his blog now for years, and so I'm happy to have that as a part of our homepage. Governamerica.com. My email address, radio@governamerica.com. And getting back to this healthcare thing, and I want to try to finish this up as quickly as possible because there are other things happening. But Congressman Dingell was on WJR's Paul Smith show in Detroit on the 23rd. And he had some very interesting comments about Obama health care. Now, the first voice you're going to hear, and this is a very short clip, I think it's about 49 seconds long, the first voice you're going to hear is the interviewer, Paul Smith, talking with Congressman Dingell, and he is asking him a question. And then you'll hear on the phone line John Dingell's response, okay? Listen closely.
Are we ready to let 72,000 more people die in our country if 18,000 died or whatever the number is, the figure that anyone comes up with per year because of a lack of health insurance or health care, when this bill doesn't basically take effect until 2014?
Paul W., we're not ready to be doing it, but let me remind you, this has been going on for years. We are bringing it to a halt. The harsh fact of the matter is, when you're going to pass legislation that will cover 300 American people in different ways, it takes a long time to do the necessary administrative steps that have to be taken to put the legislation together to control the people.
To control the people. I hope you folks heard that. I'm going to play that one more time here. Listen closely.
Insurance or health care, when this bill doesn't basically take effect until 2014?
Paul W., we're not ready to be doing it, but let me remind you, this has been going on for years. We are bringing it to a halt. The harsh fact of the matter is, when you're going to pass legislation that will cover 300 American people in different ways, it takes a long time to do the necessary administrative steps that have to be taken to put the legislation together to control the people.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we told you folks that this was the agenda with this, and I hope you were able to hear that. It sounded a little muffled, but hopefully it came through okay. We told you folks that their plan, they're not setting out to help anybody. They don't want to help you with your health care. The whole purpose, the whole plan, the whole agenda is one of control. It's just like the climate thing. It's like all the environmental nonsense that they do all the time. It's not to help the environment. As a matter of fact, they routinely do things to destroy the environment, to hurt the environment, so that they have an excuse to go in then and save it. And somehow, some way, it always seems like their solution to saving the environment involves more and more control of you. You ever notice that? But here you have it. I mean, don't listen to me. Don't listen to the other broadcasters on this network and other alternative networks and newswithviews.com. Don't listen to all of us. Listen to the guy directly. Listen to the words directly from the horse's mouth or the other end of the horse. I mean, here's Congressman Dingell telling you right on radio, right to your face. Their purpose of this bill is to control the people. There you go. Now, controlling the people, it will do too. Already, day one of Obamacare, the Wall Street Journal reports, companies are already warning about higher health care costs. Now, we told you folks that last week, Caterpillar came out and said, even before the bill was passed, that it was going to cost them $100 million. Wall Street Journal says Democrats dragged themselves over the health care finish line in part by repeating that voters would like the plan once it's passed. Let's see what they think when they learn that their insurance costs will jump right away. Yeah, even before President Obama signed the bill on Tuesday, Caterpillar said it would cost at least $100 million more in the first year alone. Medical device maker Medtronic warned that new taxes on its products could force it to lay off thousands of workers. Now Verizon joins the role of businesses staring at adverse consequences. In an email titled President Obama Signs Healthcare Legislation sent to all employees Tuesday night, the telecom giant warned that, quote, we expect that Verizon's costs will increase in the short term, unquote. While Executive Vice President for Human Resources Mark Reed wrote, it is difficult at this point to gauge the precise impact of this legislation, and that Obamacare does reflect some of the company's policy priorities, the message to workers was clear. Expect changes for the worse to your health benefits as the direct result of this bill, and maybe as soon as this year. So there you go, folks. They don't fix anything. They never fix anything. They only exacerbate the problem, making the problem worse, because problems are useful tools to control the people, just as Dingbat said a moment ago. Here we see from Business Week, AT&T to book $1 billion cost on health care reform. AT&T will book $1 billion in first quarter costs related to the health care law signed this week by President Obama, the most of any U.S. company so far. A change in the tax treatment of Medicare subsidies triggered the non-cash expense, and the company will consider changes to the benefit it offers, the benefits it offers, current and retired workers, Dallas-based AT&T said today in a regulatory filing, and that was just yesterday. It was a regulatory filing. Gee, you think they're saber-rattling? Well, there's penalties for filing a false regulatory statement, ladies and gentlemen. I highly doubt they're making the stuff up. Point of the matter is, folks, this is only going to make the problem worse. And, you know, it's funny how I see these people go on and on these websites, certain liberal people, certain maybe desperate people who are desperate for some kind of health coverage. And I can empathize with them. I can understand how dire the situation is for many people. But you have to understand your salvation, your solution, it does not rest with Washington, D.C., folks. It just doesn't. They never come through. They never do anything to benefit you. They benefit themselves, they line their own pockets, but the name of the game is control. Here we see from a website called The American Dream. It says, thanks to the health care reform bill passed by Congress and signed into law by Obama, American taxpayers are about to be hit with the largest tax increase in the history of the United States. According to an analysis by the Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation, the health care bill will generate $409.2 billion in additional taxes by 2019. But there are also heavy fines, of course, we've talked about this, for those who refuse to buy health insurance mandated by the bill. You're going to have the IRS on your back, folks. You are, and what happens when you don't pay the IRS? Do they not put you in prison? So I could envision people going to prison for not being able to afford health care coverage. It says this will be the first time in the history of the United States that the federal government has ordered American citizens to buy a good or service. But it is not just a small amount of money that the U.S. government is requiring all of us to spend. In fact, the federal government will be mandating that ordinary Americans pay almost as much to private insurance companies as they do in federal taxes. Just think about how bizarre that is. It is a total government takeover of the healthcare system, and it is an absolute windfall for the health insurance companies. At a time when Obama got on TV, ladies and gentlemen, all those evil health insurance companies, they're just vicious, vicious sharks. They attack, they tear people up, they rip people apart. And what does he do? He hands them a massive windfall. This is the kind of nonsense that we've got in our government today. And it's just criminal. I mean, there's no other word for it. We're dealing with a mafia-type situation here. But it gets better. From Political.com, March 24th, health bill may exempt top Hill staffers. Oh, boy. The health care reform bill, signed into law by Obama, Barry Sotero, whatever you call him, Tuesday, requires, because we really don't know who this guy is, do we? Anyway, it requires members of Congress and their office staffs to buy insurance through state-run exchanges it creates, but it may exempt staffers who work for congressional committees or for party leaders in the House and Senate. Staffers and members on both sides of the aisle call it inequity and an outrage, a loophole that exempts the staffers most involved in writing and passing the bill from one of its key requirements. The bill requires, quote-unquote, congressional staff to buy insurance from the exchanges with a stipend from the Office of Personnel Management. But page 158 of the bill defines congressional staff narrowly as employees employed by the official office of a member of Congress, whether in the district or office, or in Washington. That's the end of that quote. The Congressional Research Service believes a court could rule that the legislation, quote, would exclude professional committee staff, joint committee staff, some shared staff, as well as potentially those staff employed by leadership offices, unquote. If that's so, staffers who work for Nancy Pelosi, Marxist Nancy Pelosi, in her capacity as representative from California, would go into the exchange program, while staffers who work for her, in her capacity as speaker, would stay on the government's plan. Other Capitol employees, like those who work for the clerk of the House or the House historian, will be similarly exempted. I'm not going to read any more of that. Folks, they exempt themselves from the very laws and this is routine in Capitol Hill. Here we see, you know, I mentioned earlier that Cuban leader Fidel Castro absolutely loves the fact that we've adopted a socialized medicine program here in the United States. The Associated Press reports it perhaps was not endorsed by President Barack Obama and the Democrats in Okay, let me start this over. It was not the endorsement Obama and the Democrats in Congress were looking for. Cuban revolutionary leader Fidel Castro on Thursday declared passage of American health care reform a miracle and a major victory for Obama's presidency, but couldn't help chide the United States for taking so long to enact what communist Cuba achieved decades ago. Quote, we consider health reform to have been an important battle and a success of Obama's government, Castro wrote in an essay published in state media, adding that it would strengthen the president's hand against lobbyists and mercenaries. Well, I don't know about that. I think the lobbyists and the mercenaries have all taken over our form of... We certainly have, ladies and gentlemen, the finest government money can buy. Okay, moving along here. Other things to talk about. We have a bankrupt government. We certainly talked a lot about that in the past. CBS News is reporting now, Social Security. See, this is why you don't want a socialized government program. Social Security payouts to exceed revenues. This is dated March 25th. For the first time, payouts under the U.S. Social Security system will exceed the federal government's revenues, according to a Thursday report in the New York Times. If the Congressional Budget Office prediction bears out, it will represent a major tipping point for the Social Security system, which analysts didn't expect to see until 2016, according to the Times report. Stephen Goss, chief actuary of the Social Security Administration, told the Times that the CBO's estimate was likely accurate, but that the tip in finances would not affect recipients in 2010, and the American retired workers can expect to continue receiving their payments. Anyway, you have this on the horizon. And in the meantime, Portugal has just been downgraded to AA negative by Fitch over their debt mess that they have going on there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're very, very close to that here in this country. Financial Times reports supply fears to hit treasuries. They just had a bond sale, which did very, very poorly. They say the bond vigilantes are finally flexing their muscles. A long period of stability for U.S. government bond market showed signs of cracking this week as a lack of investor appetite for new debt sent the benchmark 10-year yield to its highest level since last June. For more than a year, analysts have been warning that record-sized debt sales by U.S. Treasury were at odds with the 10-year yield sitting comfortably below 4%. This week, the yield on 10-year notes jumped from 3.65% to a peak of 3.92%. Now, Mike Larson at Money and Markets writes, and we're almost up to break time again, Treasury's riskier than toilet paper. He says, I have a lot of respect for Warren Buffett. As Nihlus has noted before, he's one of the world's best long-term investors. He has a knack for buying low and selling high. Anyway, he talks about Berkshire Hathaway has amassed stakes in everything from Geico Insurance to Clayton Homes to the Dairy Queen restaurant chains, but Buffett can't levy taxes on Americans. He can't wage war in far corners of the world. He isn't responsible for your Social Security check. He doesn't operate the national park system or make sure that drugs we take are safe. That's the job of the federal government, and yet a remarkable thing occurred recently in the bond market. Berkshire's cost of borrowing fell below Uncle Sam's. Did you get that? Ditto for Procter & Gamble, the company behind brands like Tide detergent and Charmin toilet paper. Lowe's, the home improvement dealer, and Johnson & Johnson's, the firm that makes Band-Aids, medical devices, baby shampoo, according to Bloomberg. Bottom line, bond investors are now viewing treasuries as riskier than a vast array of corporate debt. They'd rather own bonds backed by sales of toilet paper than the full faith and credit of the United States. If that's not a sign of how low we've sunk, I don't know what is. He goes on to talk about Treasury Secretary Geithner recently sat in front of ABC News cameras and made a solemn pledge. Asked about whether the U.S. credit rating would drop below AAA, he said, absolutely not. For emphasis, he added, that will never happen to this country. Mike says, you know what, though? Talk is cheap. Policymakers can't bloviate all they want. They can bloviate all they want, but the bond market renders its verdict on the credit quality of everyone from municipalities to corporations to governments each and every trading day. The relative behavior of different types of bonds and the credit default swaps that reference them tells you everything you need to know about who is really in good shape and who isn't. Okay, I got to take another break here. I guess I'm going to have to leave that there. There's so much going on. This is one of those days that you wish you had more time, but we'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Jared Weeks. And Jeff in Massachusetts, we'll get to you in just a moment. Just hang with me there. I know you've been holding for a while. I want to cover this real quickly. Folks, you know, I was just talking about how dire the situation is with regard to our bond market. And this is the way, by the way, that the U.S. government, for most of you know, has continued to finance their spending, is by selling our debt to other countries, to other entities. And more, they're finding that that shoving our debt off onto other countries is becoming harder and harder and harder and harder. The future of America is bleak, ladies and gentlemen. And I got to tell you that. I got to be honest with you. I can't sugarcoat this. I'm not going to make this look like, I'm not going to gloss over it and look through things through rose-colored glasses. I mean, there are things that we can do. There are directions that we can take. I think really any solution that we have has to come from the states and from our local government with regard to the United Nations implementation in our own backyard. I'm talking about sustainable development. But the states have power. They have the ability to enact certain measures to have an alternative to the Federal Reserve note and the currency. And there's a lot of states that already are rebelling against the federal government anyway. Utah is actually in the process right now of trying to take federal land by eminent domain. I mean, a lot of these states have gotten so much federal land now that they literally, it's hampering their economic development. I mean, they can't do anything because the federal government owns so much land in their state. And so now Utah, I believe it was Utah, they're actually targeting federal land and getting ready to take it by eminent domain. And there are other states that are doing things to rebel against the federal government as well. There are state lawsuits. I think like 14 states now have filed suit against the federal government. I don't think that's the right tactic. I don't really think that taking the federal government to court is going to solve anything. So I really think that, you know, the states could just pass laws, because we know, despite what that caller said a few weeks ago about the Supremacy Clause and federal law trumping state law, federal unconstitutional laws don't trump anything, ladies and gentlemen. And every law, nearly, that the federal government passes today is unconstitutional. So states can pass laws that usurp federal law every time, because nearly nothing the federal government does is constitutional today. The Associated Press reported on March 25th, just a couple of days ago, that new jobless claims are at 442,000. They fall to 442,000 for last week. That's 1 week, folks. 1 week. New claims for unemployment benefits fell more than expected last week as layoffs ease and hiring slowly recovers. So this is a recovery, folks. You see how this is just like George Orwell's world in 1984? The price of chocolate's going down, the Ministry of Truth said. And Winston Smith says, yeah, that's not what I see. Price of chocolate's going up. It's not going down. Oh, but no, the price of chocolate's going down. And this is what we're supposed to believe with the unemployment figures. The Labor Department said first-time claims dropped by 14,000 to a seasonally adjusted 442,000. Now they'll tell you in a moment why they dropped. Most of the drop resulted from a change in the calculations the department makes to seasonally adjusted data, the Labor Department and the analyst said. The department updates its methods every year, excluding the effect of those adjustments. Claims would have fallen only by 4,000. So on the one hand, they're saying, hey, unemployment claims, new jobless claims dropped. And on the other hand, they're saying, well, you know, they dropped by 4,000. This is a country that has lost 8.5 million jobs in 2 years, folks, a little more than 2 years. Statistically, 4,000 jobs is insignificant. We'll try to squeeze in these callers at the top of the hour here in a moment, and then we'll get with Dave Hodges. Stay with us. Govern America continues in a moment.
With recent international...